I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, this is the 100th anniversary of what we have come to know as the Negro Leagues in baseball, and you have quite a bit of audio regarding the Negro Leagues.
In the early 1980s, the Nunn Center, through the work of historian and archivist Bill Marshall, conducted 74 interviews that are now part of what we call the A.B. Happy Chandler Desegregation of Major League Baseball Oral History Project. It's the Happy Chandler Project because Happy Chandler was the commissioner of baseball when Jackie Robinson integrated Major League Baseball. And what I love about this project is that it contains interviews with team owners and journalists. It has interviews with former players in the major leagues, white players like Stan Musial or Ted Williams, some of the greats. But it also has interviews with some of the Negro League players who made the transition into the major leagues. One of those players was Willard J. Brown. He was raised in Louisiana. He was a bat boy during spring training for the Kansas City Monarchs, who had spring training in Shreveport.
Now, the Kansas City Monarchs are the team that Jackie Robinson played for in the Negro Leagues.
That's correct. They did not overlap, though. So Willard started with the Monarchs in 1936 and played with them until 1944, after which he went into the Army, was part of the D-Day invasion, and then he came back after the war. He was an outfielder. He was known to be an incredibly fast player, but he was best known to be a power hitter. In fact, his nickname was Willard Home Run Brown. And one of the things that I love about this interview and a lot of these interviews is that it really gives you a behind-the-scenes look at what life was like for a Negro League baseball player at that time.
We had to change the next down in there. We're going in there. We get there at the same time in there to just get something in there, change in the bus, and get out and play. It didn't bother me. And we would play around 150 guys, so we played around about 200 games a year. Only time we wasn't playing, we had to travel so far, and now we might be off a day. If we didn't play that day, we played that night.
And like a lot of Negro League players, eventually, Willard made it to the major leagues.
Willard was brought in by the St. Louis Browns in 1947. The Browns were an American League team.
Formerly the Milwaukee Brewers, I believe.
That's correct. In a game against the Boston Red Sox that featured both he and Hank Thompson, it was the first major league game to actually feature two African-American players. Willard Brown was the first African-American in the American League to hit a home run. He hit that home run off of Hal Newhouser against the Detroit Tigers in August of that year. It was an inside-the-park home run, which is incredibly impressive.
So we already know a lot about Larry Doby, Jackie Robinson, and Satchel Paige, but why is it we don't know all that much about Willard Brown?
Willard Brown's experience in the major leagues was very short-lived. Despite being known as this home run hitter, he had a hard time in the major leagues. He hit 179 in just 21 games between July and August of that year. In fact, the week after he hit his inside-the-park home run, he was released. So he struggled with several aspects of his experience, and one of those aspects was not feeling welcome in the major leagues at that time.
It looks to me like they didn't really give you much of a chance.
Didn't have no chance, didn't have nothing to hit with. I even went downtown trying to find me something to swing, and then I say, shoot, let me get me a bat if I had to buy it myself. I did want to show people what I could do. I could hit major league pitching. I could hit anybody though. See, and I know that. They couldn't take that away from me.
So what happened after Willard left the major leagues?
So after he was released by the St. Louis Browns, he returned to the Kansas City Monarchs and had a strong career. He played exceptionally well for a period of time in Puerto Rico, one of his greatest seasons ever, and eventually quit baseball around the mid-1950s and was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2006.
And we can hear this interview and many others online.
Yep. These interviews are all online and searchable at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.